The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
So this week, we're going to try a little experiment here at the beginning of the show. And I feel bad that you're not in studio, so I can't do this to you too.
Oh, that's fair.
But then you'd get stuck here for hours because you're not allowed to drive. I got a new medicine.
Mm-hmm.
A new gummy.
Yeah. It's medicine.
Oh, okay.
Just because I got it at a dispensary, and you know,
it's in gummy form.
It's in gummy form. So I'm taking one at the top of the show, and then by the time we're done with Patreon, we're going to see how fucking goofy I am.
That'll be fun.
Well, I'm taking a whole one too, not a half of one like my normal candy ass self.
A lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how this goes. How long is it going to take to kick in?
I need to get fucked up so I can get on dispensary candy,
dude. You are riddled with anxiety.
That is true.
There you go. Call your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. We're done with this doctor. I'm moving on to another doctor. So I got to find a new clinic.
We did... my doctor... okay, the way that cannabis works in Utah is you ostensibly... For most folks, go to a cannabis card doctor. You go in and you say, I'm fucked up. And they say, what's your fuck up? And you say, this is my fuck up. And they go, oh my God, you need some cannabis. And you give them somewhere between $150 and $250. And they qualify you for the card. Then you go to the state website and you fill out a fuck ton of paperwork.
Of course.
Then you have to refer back to that doctor. And then things happen, and a few days later, and another $15 for the state, you can get a card. And we go through all of this security and all of this bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm. And Utah wants to be your dad, yes.
And then you print out your card on your printer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now...
The 250 didn't go
to printing.
I don't get an
actual card. Okay.
Yeah, you don't get a card because they expire every 6 fucking months.
Of course they do.
I didn't realize it was 6 months.
Every 6 months. So, I got lucky in that my primary care physician went and did the training in the class with the state. So, I don't have to pay the $150 to $250. I just have to pay for my visit.
Nice.
And he does it. He's a great doctor. Mm-hmm. I would tell you his name, but he's not accepting new patients at this time.
Yeah, that's
nice. So, yeah, I'd medicate with this for pain, for headaches. It doesn't work as well as some things that are highly illegal that I would never use.
Never.
Ever. But yeah, so this has been a good fill-in. Most of the time, I'd say 99% of the time I take it, it is after work. I cannot, I cannot imbibe the cannabis when I'm at work.
No, it's rough.
I'm just a giggly, goofy fucker, and I won't be able to get my job done. Mm-hmm. And one of my bosses was like, I don't care if you smoke up before you go, you know, when you go to work. And I'm like, yeah, you do. Philosophically, no, you're cool. I get it. You're fine. But yes, you care very much whether or not I'm on something.
That is true.
Yeah.
You have got stuck in a blanket once.
I did.
Wrapped himself silly right in a blanket.
Couldn't figure it out. That's very high. Another time we were doing something, we were making the bed and had to flip the sheet over. And she's like, let's flip the sheet over. I'm like, all it's going to do is make it upside down. She's like, that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing.
It's adorable. I love it.
I get giggly. I get a little silly. I do. But yeah, so the legislative session ended last week. And we're gonna do a Utah roundup on that. I'm in the middle of a fight with a guy who ran for like county auditor, and now is the head of the Utah log cabin Republicans. And he's just a fucking troll. He's a dirtbag, scumbag, dipshit, son of a bitch. I, as you know, have no love whatsoever for collaborators. For people that eat their own, for people that operate inside the enemy by turning in the people in their friends, families, neighborhoods, communities, etc. So log cabin Republicans, to me, if you want to be all for fiscal responsibility so that you can hang out with people that are trying to make you fucking illegal, I cannot work up any respect for you. I will not work up any respect for you.
Well, I can't understand this whole, I'm a Republican because I'm fiscally conservative. I want to be fiscally responsible. If you look at the last five, administrations, who was reducing the deficit and had balanced budgets and who were just fucking around?
Oh, I know this one.
Jeff.
That would be Democrats.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Clinton administration.
Reagan raised the deficit a bunch. Yep. George Herbert Walker raised it.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton dropped it
and balanced the budget to where you had a zero.
Yep.
Actually, you actually were at a positive.
Right.
Yeah, right. You were at a positive.
We had, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a fancy economic
surplus.
Word for it.
Surplus.
Yep. And then W.
Yep.
Came along and was like writing checks for his wars without putting them on the budget.
W with a full Republican Congress backing him. So yeah. This was their opportunity to show us, no, our way is the better way. America will be better off if we're in charge. Okay, they had 2 years where the Republicans were fully in charge and America got fucked up.
Yep.
Big time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then along comes Obama, takes both of those wars we hadn't been paying for, sticks them on the books, temporarily raises the debt.
Yeah, the national debt.
The national debt, and then starts working on it and drops the deficit.
Yeah, drops it by a significant amount.
Yep, yep. Pushing us towards what would have been, had we continued his economic policies another 4 years, would have put us back into surplus.
Yeah.
Then along comes Trump and adds 50% more.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest deficit spending in the history of this country.
Jesus.
Once again, with a full Republican Congress backing him.
Yep.
And again, they had 2 years to prove their bullshit and proved that it was nothing but bullshit.
And what do we get now that there is a president of the Democratic persuasion?
Yes.
Who is reducing the fucking deficit again, but would like to feed elementary school kids. And it's all, socialism, the deficit. We got to cut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I just can't with these people.
This is where these log cabin Republicans are like, well, but we want to be fiscally responsible. Well, then you're picking the wrong party.
Dumbass.
Aren't you?
Dumbass.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some news. trailblazing transgender lawmaker Georgina Beyer has passed away at 65. Georgina was from New Zealand, a politician who in 1999 became the world's first openly transgender member of parliament.
Nice.
Very nice. Friends of Beyer say she died peacefully in hospice care, did not immediately give a cause of death, although she had previously suffered from kidney failure and underwent a kidney transplant in 2017. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hopkins said he didn't know Beyer well personally, but she had a large following in New Zealand. had made a lasting impression on the nation's parliament. Mm. Yeah, Beyer, who was Maori, worked as a sex worker and a nightclub performer before turning to politics. Some would make a joke there. I will not. In 1995...
It's an obvious one. Too obvious, so actually. Obvious. Yes. Sort of lateral move there.
All you're doing is taking a less classy clientele for more money.
Exactly.
Anyway, in 1995, she was elected the mayor of Carterton. 4 years later, she won national office for the Liberal Labor Party and remained a lawmaker until 2007. She helped pass the landmark 2003 Prostitution Reform Act, which decriminalized sex work. Okay, so New Zealand's even more awesome than I thought.
Seriously. How come I've never heard of her before?
And yet, they wound up running off Jacinda, what's her name?
Yeah, she'd had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wound up running her, just like Scotland ran off...
Sturgeon?
Sturgeon. They ran off Jacinda for the same, basically the same shit, you know? It's like she just had enough. She was like, I can't do it anymore.
Yep.
And, yeah.
You people suck.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to working at the Shire.
Mm-hmm.
Selling ice cream at the Shire.
So, that sounds like a great fucking job.
Doesn't it, though? Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is being treated last week for a concussion that he got from a trip and fall.
Oh, his shell did not protect him.
His shell did not, because he had his head. He had his head out of his shell.
He had his head out.
Yeah, his head out of the shell.
Kentucky Senator, 81 years old, was at a Wednesday evening dinner after a reception for Senate Leadership Fund. A campaign committee aligned with him when he tripped and fell. Bonked his noggin. What is a turtle head called?
A turtle head?
Yeah, I think it is a turtle head.
There's got to be a name for it. Anyway.
The tip of the penis? I don't know what else to call it.
It's, well, you know what turtling is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of him. He's just an unwelcome piece of shit in a really bad time.
So true.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're stuck in traffic and you gotta poop, that's a Mitch McConnell.
I'm McConnelling.
In 2019, McConnell tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky, suffering a shoulder fracture that required surgery.
He's old and fragile.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Yeah. It's the oldest member of Congress. Oh, shit. He's dead. Yeah.
Yep. And Schumer, bless his heart, said a prayer for him on the Senate floor.
Aw.
Newt Gingrich. there are people in the history of the world that are evil. That are bad, that are just fucked up beyond recognition and should not be paid attention to whatsoever. Newt Gingrich is one of those people. The Sutherland Institute here in Salt Lake City once invited him, I swear to God, to a conference in which he gave an hour and 20-minute lecture on family values.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, he was on his third wife. You know, the one he left the second wife by handing her a legal pad with divorce decree written on it that while she was coming out of treatment for stage 4 cancer. That guy. My buddy Craig and I both went to see what the fuck all about. We did. Well, yeah, because one, there was free food, and two, Newt Gingrich talking about family values. Is he going to, like, which family? The first one, the second one, or the third one? What are we going to do?
So, serial adulterer Newt Gingrich, who, yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know, proven the point that there are some women that fuck for money.
Mm-hmm.
Because Newt Gingrich at no point in his life has been a handsome man.
No.
Nope. So anyway, Newt Gingrich. Oh, so every once in a while you get one of these evil people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hitler liked dogs. I like dogs. Does that mean I'm Hitler? No, it does not.
No.
But Newt Gingrich is called on a Florida Republican. This is on a story we read a couple weeks ago. To back away from his insane bill. That targets bloggers who write about Governor DeSantis needing to register with the state. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich offered his two cents on a Florida Republican's insane piece of proposed legislation that would require paid bloggers who cover state politicians to register. The bill, introduced by Florida Senator Jason Browder, targets bloggers who write about DeSantis, state cabinet members, state legislators. Browder has referred to paid bloggers as lobbyists who write instead of talk. Anyway, Newt Gingrich says the idea that bloggers criticizing a politician should register with the government is insane. It's an embarrassment that it's a Republican state legislator in Florida who introduced a bill to that effect. He should withdraw it immediately.
See, here's the thing about these guys like Gingrich and McConnell and that who've been around a long time. They do evil things, vile evil things, and pass vile evil bills. But they do them in a way because they know how to get around certain parts of the law that they helped write or they were there when it was written. They immediately know when something is going to be a problem and violate, like, the First Amendment, like this Florida bill. they know that because they've been in committees where they've proposed, they probably proposed bills like that as junior congressmen or junior senators.
Well,
and gotten slapped down by committee going, that'll never fly because that's violating the First Amendment. Oh, I didn't realize that. And then they get educated in that way.
Well, I mean, it's important to remember that the First Amendment doesn't count. That's the practice amendment. It's the Second Amendment that counts.
Second Amendment is the only amendment that counts.
Yeah.
But no, now I'm going to have all these right wingers quoting me on that. Okay. I'm going to be played out of context on Fucker Carlson's show for that one.
Someday we'll get there.
Yep.
Someday. After filing paperwork indicating his intent, former Boy Meets World star Ben Savage officially announced his intent to run for the 30th District of California, the seat currently occupied by Adam Schiff, who will be running for Senate, or is running for Senate, in Dianne Feinstein's seat.
Good.
That she can't find without help in a map.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he says, I'm running for Congress because it's time to restore faith in government by offering reasonable, innovative, compassionate solutions to our country's most pressing issues. No word whatsoever if Topanga will be there to help, because that's what I need to pay attention to Ben. Savage. Yep. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I were in his district, I'd totally vote for the guy. You know, I've read through his stuff. I've looked at his website. I don't mind him at all. He seems to have his head in the right place. He seems to have his heart in the right place. I'm just saying, Topanga.
He'll always look 14.
He will always look 14. You know? Well, then again, you got to be careful. He'll need to have a bodyguard hanging around him so that Matt Gaetz doesn't try and human traffic him.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
That's
true.
So true.
You
got to
be careful.
And then Fucker Carlson gave Dominion's lawsuit a huge boost this week.
Jesus.
When he took obtained footage of the January 6th attack on the Capitol and then lied to his viewers again. Rupert Murdoch did exactly that. Under oath, he admitted that the election wasn't stolen, that the result was legitimate, and that he could have reined in the Fox commentators who kept flogging the stolen election claims, but he didn't. Not red, not blue, it's green, Murdoch said.
It's all about the green, yeah.
It's all about the green.
It's all about the green.
Good day. Carlson said the protesters were orderly and meek, and that the Trump supporters revered the Capitol.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I watched
it's funny
it live.
They came in through broken windows.
Exactly. I watched it live. I don't think there was much reverence there.
Yep. And then I will say, as we end and move on to the next section, because it's time to take a break, that Ashley Babbitt broke and entered into a building she wasn't supposed to be in, threatened the lives of people that were in there, tried to break through yet another door in which she was told to back the fuck off several times before she was shot. It's called Stand Your Ground, and you fuckers invented it.
Exactly. Yep.
Quit your fucking whining. We'll be back
And the Secret Service has full carte blanche to do just exactly that.
Yeah.
The fact that she was given multiple warnings is actually outside of what their normal operating procedure is. You don't get a warning, they will take you down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll be right back.
My love. mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And JC.
Just wanted to talk to you for a minute about Patreon. Patreon.com. PATREON.com. That's where we raise the money to put these shows on each and every week. For those of you that weren't paying attention, we didn't hit our fundraising goals this year, and so we need your help to keep the shows going.
Please.
Now, more than ever.
Oh.
We don't say that. That's.
I thought we were not being aggressive.
Yeah, that's bad political writing, is that one right there.
In the arms of
the angels. There you go. You do that. So, anyway, every week that we record, we put special content behind a paywall over at patreon.com/dfinmedia for you to listen to so that you know deep down inside you're better than everyone else. patreon.com/dfinmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Join us over there, will you? It's pennies on the dollar.
Please.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is what am I willing to do to make this show better and more entertaining for the people that listen to it? And if that means that I got to get a little goofed.
It's a sacrifice you're willing to take.
It's like I'm on a...
It's an important sacrifice.
It's like I'm on a timer. Mm-hmm. I'm a self-destruct timer.
You are.
That's all. Got to talk faster. Got to make the
countdown.
60 minutes go quick. Because yep. I don't know. Now, if you've known me for any length of time, and I'm not going to get into specifics on this one because it's something I don't like talking about, but you know that I hate Honduras. I hate Honduras so much. That if I had to pick a country, right, to build a new canal through, I don't care if it works or not, Honduras is the one we just carve out of the planet.
I was going to say, it's going to be a really wide, wide canal. It's going to be Honduras-shaped.
Yep. Yeah. I don't care if it fucks up the whatever the version of the water jet stream is.
Exactly.
There's a phrase for it, and I can't remember what it is. It's been too long since I've read my Patrick O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so as we in America sit here, and we've got Florida trying to push towards a conception bill on abortion. We have other mm-hmm. states that are pushing for abortion bills to be, if you get an abortion, you get charged with murder. Mm-hmm. If you have a miscarriage, you get charged with murder. No mm-hmm. exceptions for medical, rape, incest. Nothing.
Yep. Insane.
It is insane. And then you've got, well, that's the next story. We'll get to that in a minute. So, as America walks itself back, there's fucking dogs. They hear a dog. There's a dog barking across the street down the fucking road. And they're just like, we got to run to the other room and just be loud in solidarity.
Yesterday it was a hiccup.
Yeah. I had a hiccup. And the dogs went apeshit. Ran out in the living room and just started going nuts. So,
Jesus.
So we're walking backwards here. I mean, Minnesota just passed a little thing, you know. Mm-hmm. To protect abortion rights again. They just passed another bill to protect transgender rights as well, which is fucking awesome. What sucks is that it's Minnesota, and I don't want to live there again. But, so Honduras President Xiomara Castro signed an executive order on Wednesday ending a ban of more than 10 years on the use of the sale of the morning after pill, the Plan B. Fulfilling mm-hmm. a campaign promise long awaited by feminist groups. Castro, the country's first female president, took office last year after running on the promise of rolling back the country's restrictive reproductive policies. Honduras, a heavily Catholic nation, and by which I know that insofar as the Catholics are the ones that, as I recall, invented the Inquisition, banned the use and sale of morning after pills in 2009, arguing that the emergency contraception would cause abortions. Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Castro previously opened up the use for the morning after pills for rape victims last November. The Central American country criminalizes abortions, with those convicted facing up to 6 years in prison, even in the cases of rape or incest. Castro, who signed the order on International Women's Day, tweeted that the morning after pill was part of women's reproductive rights and not abortive.
Yes, it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
To a point. Sort of.
I can't speak on this right now in my frame of mind. I'm going to say really dumb shit that won't make sense. So, no, I'm staying away from it. I'm going to go there.
It is abortive, but only in the sense that there's just no way for an egg to implant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It is by their definition.
Yeah, if you could argue, well, the egg was fertilized, okay, great, but let's, you know, flushing it out means it never gets to implant, so therefore, it's the pregnancy never happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But they think it is. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, speaking of things that ought to have been aborted.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? And that transition works on every fucking level of the story. From Lauren Boebert's mom's pregnancy to now. Yep. Lauren Boebert went to CPAC, and while at CPAC, she decided to talk shit on sex ed. Then she announced that her 17-year-old son knocked up a 15-year-old, and they're gonna have the baby. She's going to be a 36-year-old grandmother. I know already. She is the pride of the trailer park she lives.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But then the kid says, at least you didn't make grandma a 36-year-old grandmother. She said, the hell I didn't.
Yep. Yeah, I did.
Totally did.
Boebert said that when she approached her son and told him that he's making her a 36-year-old grandmother, he reminded her that she was a teen mother herself. He said, well, didn't you make granny a 36-year-old granny? She said, I did.
Yep.
I guess it's hereditary, he said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Creepy as fuck. Mm-hmm. Boebert went on to claim that there's something special about rural conservative communities.
Yeah, I'll say.
Now, in Utah several years ago, we had an animal cruelty bill that was popular at the time and making its way through the different chambers of the of the House and the Senate up in Utah's Capitol Hill. And part of one of the provisions of that bill was sex with animals being illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck animals is basically what part of that bill said.
It's like a general life
don't
rule.
Don't punch them, don't stab them, don't cut them, don't light them on fire, don't put staples in them, etc., etc., etc. Don't fuck them. At which point, a Utah Republican, I believe it was Mel Brown, but I might be wrong, stood up and said, what the authors of this bill have failed to consider is the rural Utah lifestyle.
It is a whole lifestyle.
And the bill failed hard. It went from an 80% approval rating on whip counts, right, to dying with only Democrats voting for the Don't Fuck Animals bill. She says rural conservative communities, all I can think is that, hey, your son showed his wiener to a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's hereditary. Just like dad showed his wiener to a whole bunch of 15-year-olds at a bowling alley one time. Which we know about because we have the fucking police reports.
Yes.
Lauren Boebert's husband whipped his pecker out at a bowling alley in front of a bunch of little girls.
That's wholesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this community, this rural conservative community, it basically sounds like, you know, a story we're going to talk about at the end of the show, you know, that it's just child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolute child abuse. And bringing a child into the Boebert family is...
Ugh, yikes.
All of its
That's
own.
That's already child abuse.
That is child abuse. This is the story this week that made me laugh the loudest. And the only reason why it's not... That dog would like your attention, please. a Nebraska woman is suing every gay person on earth and asking a federal judge to rule on whether homosexuality is a sin. I wish I were gay so that the civil... I could get my penny from a lawyer, you know.
Yeah, for the civil suit,
for the countersuit.
The countersuit, yeah.
Sylvia Driscoll, 66 years old, describes herself as an ambassador of, quote, God, his son, Jesus Christ, and will serve as her own lawyer in Driscoll versus homosexuals.
Oh, what a mess.
In her 7-page petition, written entirely in cursive.
Oh. Where is she from?
Nebraska.
Okay.
Driscoll doesn't reference any case law for the judge to consider, but she...
Because there is none.
Yeah. She quoted the Bible and the dictionary.
Yep.
Quote, I'm sorry, I gotta use a southern accent. I never thought I would see a day in which our great nation, or our own great state of Nebraska, I know it's not a Nebraska accent, I know that, I don't know how to do it, would become so compliant to the complicity of some people's lewd behavior that homosexuality is a sin. See, that's why I had to do it.
No, that was fairly Nebraskan, right? Yep. There. The way you said sin.
And that they, the homosexuals, know it is a sin to live a life of homosexuality. Why else would they have been hiding in the closet? I don't know, Driscoll. Maybe because people like you hunt them for sport.
Exactly.
You twat waffle. Ugh. Gay activist and columnist Dan Savage, one of the many millions of people being sued, has signaled he'd be willing to take the stand by saying, man, I hope I get deposed. Driscoll versus the homosexual. I can't. I just can't.
Oh. I love that she wrote it in cursive so that no millennial law clerk will ever be able to read it.
Yeah, they're just staring at, I don't know, what is it? It's Sanskrit? I don't know.
It's old lady cursive. Nobody can read that.
I can't.
Exactly.
I'm actually fluent in old lady cursive because I used to carry on a correspondence with my grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah. Great lady. 4'8".
Hmm.
Very small.
Very, that is small.
And yet held the state record for high jump for about 20 years.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. My 4'8" grandmother was a high jumper.
Well, Spree. When you're 4'8", you have nowhere to go but up.
Ta-da! So rounding out our women's news segment this week, Gavin Newsom. Sorry. I mean, he's pretty. Anyway, mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom is hitting back on this contraceptives issue that the Republicans are doing. Walgreens mm-hmm. caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know what? Okay, fine. We're not going to carry Plan B. We're not going to carry the morning after pill. We're not going to do it. Republicans have spoken, and we comply. At which point, Gavin Newsom's like, oh, okay, we're just going to cancel our $56 million contract with you. Because fuck you and your bad attitude. And Walgreens is stupefied. They're like, wait, what? But yeah, they get to take an almost $60 million loss next year because the state of California, the world's third biggest economy, has decided that you're an asshole. Pop
CVS,
quiz.
CVS, on the other hand, is elated now.
Well, CVS gives money to fucking MAGAs.
Yeah, it's true.
They dump money on Trump. They dump money on election deniers. Mm-hmm. It's, oh, you know.
But they haven't banned any of that stuff. They haven't dumped it at any of it because it makes them money.
I don't know, why would they dump it? Yet.
Yeah.
Yet. I like the way this article, I got it from Wonkette, and usually, you know, it's basically just funny. But this one is a quick pop quiz. What is historian and authoritarianism expert Timothy Snyder's first rule of fighting back against fascists? Do not obey in advance. Those are the first words of the first chapter of his book, quote, On Tyranny. Mm-hmm. Most of the power of authoritarianism is freely given. In times like these, individuals think ahead about what is more repressive government will want and then offer themselves without being asked. A citizen who adapts to this way of is teaching power what it can do. So instead, Gavin Newsom pops up and says, California won't be doing business with Walgreens or any company that cowers to the extremists and puts women's lives at risk.
Yep.
Good job.
Slow clap.
Do you know where to get Plan B at Walgreens? Well, before?
No.
It's not in the pharmacy. It's actually in the perfume cabinet up
Interesting.
Front.
Interesting.
Huh.
It's very popular.
I never considered the morning after pill and its olfactory situation. I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
Newsom's full statement, California is reviewing all relationships between Walgreens and the state. We will not pursue business with companies that cave to right-wing bullies pushing their extremist agenda or companies that put policies above the health of women and girls.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dreamboat, that Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
Yes. He'd make any heteronormative lady proud. All right, that's it for women's news. When we get back on the other side... I got everything out of order, and we're going to close the show with the monsters.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Gary Rossington, Robert Blake, and Chaim Topol. Scott Adams is taking an angrier, swearier Dilbert to subscription only.
Gross.
Racism should cost money.
Yes.
In moving pictures, Katie Manning has confirmed more Doctor Who spinoffs.
Why can't they just make Doctor Who?
Superman cartoons are getting a digital remaster. Disney has confirmed there will be an all-new Avengers team.
Assemble.
Assemble.
In comics, Chip Zdarsky teased the end of his Daredevil run.
Son of a bitch.
Aww. Nick Klein is leaving Thor. Michael Dorn will write a Steel series for DC.
Shut up, Wolf.
We review Clear, Ark, Know Your Station, Darkland, Spider-Man Double Trouble, Black Cloak, and I Am Iron Man.
That was a lot of comics that got read this week.
So face front, true believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
Honest to God, I was about to do a Beetlejuice impression here at the end. I don't think I can get my voice to do it anymore. I can't. It's too much. I'm Batman.
Courtney Kardashian came out with a vaginal gummy you insert into your vagina.
And it flavors it.
I don't,
it gives it flavor.
It has to.
It already has flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it enhances.
Like makes it like eating fruit leather? I don't understand.
Like adding salt onto something. It's a flavor enhancer.
I think it's a great idea because it's good for both people. You know,
you can't put stuff up there. You'll get an infection.
Apparently. Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
A gummy you can.
So, okay, hang on. Nope, we're doing it. Kardashian.
It's Courtney.
Kardashian. Gummy. Vagina.
Don't type Kardashian vagina.
It's called Lemmy Purr. L E M M E. Lemmy Purr. Vaginal health gummies. Probiotics are clinically shown to support vaginal health. These probiotics are clinically shown to support vaginal odor. Oh, they're vegan. That's good.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Is cunnilingus vegan?
You don't want to be putting animal products.
I'm just saying, technically, we're all animal products. We are built of animal products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what I'm saying, is going down on somebody vegan.
Oh.
Because you're basically eating meat.
Mm-hmm. you're gonna ingest something.
Yeah. If you do it right,
you're definitely gonna ingest an animal byproduct. That's for sure.
Yep. Anyway, vaginal health gummies. Kourtney Kardashian launched a vagina gummy. Kourtney Kardashian facing backlash over vagina gummies. Kardashian criticized for new vaginal gummies.
Did we learn nothing from Gwyneth Paltrow?
Kourtney Kardashian's vaginal gummies have gone viral. What, she can't keep those candles in stock. That's
candles.
The thing. There's probably some fat fucker in Nebraska living in the basement of his mom's house. You know, his mom who hates all the homosexuals.
His mom who wants to all the homosexuals.
And he's just down there burning candles.
Candles. Gross.
Jerking off to a goddamn, you know, anime statue.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow had the eggs, the vaginal egg things too.
Yes. Oh, the rocks,
the stones. Yeah, yeah.
Stick a rock in your hoo hoo.
I think we know by now that if I had a vagina, I'd be sticking all sorts of things.
You
in
would.
It.
So, I had an ex who told me that I needed to stick a frozen Go-Gurt up there for a yeast infection.
That is not how that works.
And that's when I stopped taking medical advice.
That is not how any of those parts work.
Yeah.
I know this.
I know you know that. Was this the same ex that told you to jump up and down to make your kidney stones come out faster?
Yes.
Yeah. Sage wisdom there.
Yeah.
You ever had a kidney stone?
I have not.
Jumping up and down? No.
It's not help.
No. Oh, not a good plan.
I've had one teeny tiny kidney stone. Itty bitty.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was last year.
Oh.
You know? Now, I didn't crumple and wither away and have a man cold. But let me tell you something. I wanted to. I was just not going to give Tiffany the fucking satisfaction. Because she pops out 30, 40 kidney stones a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like a champ.
No, I'm whiny.
Like it's a goddamn job.
It is.
Yeah, you go, ow, my kidney hurts. Yeah, it's so whiny.
So whiny.
So whiny. Mm-hmm. How did we get here? Oh, my gummy's kicking in. That's
how. You just went to Google.
Gummies. It's working overtime.
I heard vaginal gummy, and I'm like, it's time
Google
for
search.
Investigative journalism here on the left.
Exactly.
Courtney's the really tall one, right?
No, that's Chloe. Courtney's the smallest one. She's the oldest one, but the shortest.
Oh, is she the one that was with Scott for so long?
Yeah.
And I don't like her.
She's married to Travis Barker now.
I don't know who that is.
He's the Blink 182 drummer.
Tattoos. He's not a football, basketball,
no, he's not.
Baseball
he's
player?
He's like a scrawny white guy.
Do they like him?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Seems like it. I don't know.
That's nuts.
I mean, I've not been invited to family dinners.
My guess is she's hanging out with her new drummer boyfriend, husband, whatever.
Yeah, she got all goth.
She got a little high, because that's what you do when you hang out with Blink-182's fucking drummer. Yep. And she's like, you know what my vagina needs?
Yeah.
Jolly Ranchers.
She doesn't have a black dick to put in it. She has to put gummies.
Well, there's all this room left over with Whitey over here.
I got room for a gummy.
Yeah, maybe five.
Whitey, you've got room for a cucumber. All right, should we do some news? Mm-hmm. Or should we keep talking about Kardashian vaginas?
Why the hell not? Let's do some news.
Because now I know what she puts in hers.
Yeah.
I know about Ray J.
Oh, come on.
No?
No.
Too soon?
We're not. Yeah, we're not going there.
All right. I've seen the video. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I know what at least two of the Kardashians are putting into their vaginas.
Okay.
Okay. One of them was Kanye.
Ugh. Yeah, I know, right?
I'd rather fill my bits with candy. A former...
Of course he would. I don't know. You fill your bits with crazy.
A former... I cannot be laughing when I do this story.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, boy.
A former public school librarian in Maryland, previously accused of spray painting the word groomer across two school libraries, is now facing at least seven charges of possessing child pornography, according to court documents. Charles Sutherland, that's a fun name, 31 mm-hmm. years old, was arrested and charged with hate crimes over vandalism last June, confessed to facing libraries in New Carrollton and Greenbelt.
Were the libraries he worked at? That's the question I have. Obviously, he's the groomer. So, was it the libraries he worked at that he was spray painting?
Yeah, so the officers went to his home and searched it, and they found diapers, dolls, a child-sized doll in Sutherland's bed. Sutherland then allegedly told police that he had no children, nieces, or nephews. In January, a forensic investigation of his laptop turned up at least seven files of child pornography, according to the outlet. Scheduled to go on trial later.
Sick, twisted shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Well, it's like the Republican outrage of pointing at a thing you are inside and calling it a name and trying to make it illegal. We had that with Mark Foley. Mark Foley was rabidly anti-gay. And then we find out that he's been naked chasing fucking, you know, house interns all over the place. And Larry David was much the same. Senator David. Widestance. Mm-hmm. Senator Widestance.
There's lots
Senator
of them.
Senator Widestance, yeah.
Yeah, so many. Hastert.
Lindsay.
Hastert. Well, we don't know. We only know. We're only in rumors department Lindsay at this point. Mm-hmm.
We're all pretty sure.
Word on the street.
Yeah, word on the street says that she's a lovely diva. Mm-hmm. Charleston, West Virginia, a bill that would have prohibited minors from getting married in West Virginia, was defeated Wednesday night in a legislative committee by Republicans.
Of course it was.
The Republican-dominated Senate Judiciary Committee rejected the bill on a 9-8 vote. The vote came shortly after the bill's main sponsor, Democratic delegate Kyla Young of Kanawha County, testified briefly before the committee. She said that since 2000, there have been more than 3,600 child marriages in the state involving one or more children. Currently, children can marry as young as 16 in West Virginia with parental consent. Anyone younger than that must get a judge waiver. For now...
Sad.
There will be no floor for the age of marriage in West Virginia, endangering our kids, Young wrote on Twitter after the vote. Mm-hmm. In a rebuke, Campbell County Democrat Senator Mike Wolfel reminded the committee that after the vote, that Wednesday was International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bill's opponents have argued that teenage marriages are just a part of life in West Virginia.
Yeah, you know, of course they are.
That conservative community. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep, just like Boebert's community. Yep.
Yeah, Republican Senator Mike Stewart, former federal prosecutor who sided with the majority, said his vote wasn't a tar vote against women. He said that his mother was married when she was 16, and 6 months later, I came along. That's a funny little line right there.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yep.
He probably only thinks it's 6 months total for a pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, so maybe it's not funny. Maybe it's just sad.
It's just sad.
Let's go with sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
It is sad.
I got married at 17. It's nothing good.
I know
you did.
I know.
Nothing good can come of it.
Guess what, though? I got a story.
Yeah.
I waited until I was 30 to get married.
You did. How'd that work out for
did
you?
Did not work out. Did not. Every time I hear the word divorce, I just go.
Finally.
I had a friend was in the shop a couple of days ago, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm getting divorced. And I'm like, we up or down on this one?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm down. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I am. He's like, you know, did your divorce ever go through? And I said, yeah. And he's all, way to go, buddy. Congratulations.
Exactly.
When anyone would apologize, it's like, nope, it's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't get it. You weren't there. More monsters. The Tennessee House of Representatives passed a bill that would allow more people to refuse to perform a marriage if they disagree with it. According to the bill, which passed last Monday, a person shall not be required to solemnize a marriage. The bill, which now moves to the state Senate, is the latest in an onslaught of measures that the Tennessee legislature has passed attacking LGBTQ rights. This bill could apply to couples, or at least one partner's transgender, or to mixed-race couples. It's Tennessee.
Yeah,
honestly, I'm going
to be a part of it. Yeah.
I am going for mixed race couple first.
Yep.
Mixed race couple first, and then maybe
transgender.
Somebody transgender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that shouldn't even be considered as a law, because anyone who is not part of the government has no obligation to marry anyone, you know, even if they are an ordained minister or whatever, they have no obligation to it.
No,
they could decide a heterosexual couple is not somebody they want. There's a couple they don't want to see married and they can refuse it.
I should do that.
Yeah.
No straight people. No. And I think what it is that is the way they're pitching it. And that's the way they got it through committee. And that's the way they got it to the floor. And what it really is about letting county clerks deny marriage licenses.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Which in and of itself would be completely illegal. So, yeah.
Yep. I got a new guy on my list.
Oh.
Yeah. Sebastian Gorka. Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Used to work for Donald Trump.
Of course they did.
So he was having himself a little bit of speaking time, I believe, at the CPAC, at the ironically named Gaylord Convention. What was that, Sebastian? You were inside the Gaylord?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have the law check your hard drives, please? Anyway... He's decided that transgenderism is what he calls it, should face eradication. Now, if that's not a call for mass murder, I haven't heard one.
That's exactly what it is. I did not see that coming from this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, Michael Knowles tells CPAC that there could be no middle way in dealing with transgenderism. Transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely. So when you go to the fight list, right, and you look at all the people that I have challenged to a fight, Michael Knowles is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Sebastian Gorka is on there. I need to find
him. You can take him.
I think so.
Definitely.
We gotta, I don't know. I know a guy who's currently a fighter. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about my idea to invite the four dipshits from the transgender bills this year, the three House members and the senator, down to there's a ring in North Salt Lake that has, you know, some small amount of bleachers and all of that. Mm-hmm. And basically just putting the four of them and me in the ring together and see what happens.
Oh.
Four against one. Now, do I know that I will get hurt? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do I also know that at least with Mike Kennedy, I could pick him up and use him as a weapon to beat the others? See? It's not insane. I've got a plan.
Me too.
Just take him by the ankles and just wham, wham, wham.
I was just thinking those 5-pound sledgehammer hands of yours are just going to do nothing but damage. You know, even if, as long as you can get your hip behind it, you're gonna take him down.
I know how to punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I got to do is back up to the ropes so those little fuckers can't get behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in whatever way offends them the most. Because they are Republicans.
Yeah, therefore.
There's four of them, so at least two of them are lying about their orientation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know, gang. Big week. Weird week. But I hate Marjorie Taylor Greene. I hate Lauren Boebert. I really do hate Matt Gaetz. I hate them all.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Am I happy that Mitch McConnell fell down, bonked his little head? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry he didn't fall down faster at the floor.
Harder. Mm-hmm.
Harder and faster.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you've run into shit. The faster you're going, the harder you hit.
That's true.
I did. True. I painted my metaphor just fine. yeah, Michael Knowles, host of the Michael Knowles Show on the Daily Wire, gave a speech at CPAC that at moments sounded genocidal. The problem with transgenderism, he said, is not that it's inappropriate for children under the age of 9. The problem with transgenderism, he says, is that it isn't true. I beg to differ, Michael Knowles. I know transgender people. there's only 1.6 million trans people in the United States. That's an estimate. Knowles told the CPAC crowd that the people have no right to exist. If transgenderism is false, then for the good of society, transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely. And when he says he doesn't mean it's a genocide, it's not because he didn't mean it. It's because he doesn't consider transgender people people. And if they're not people, then you can do what you want. That's one of the ways that we dehumanize others. White people do it to people of color all the time. Bigots do it to whatever group is currently tickling their fancy.
Well, and that's how you assert authoritarianism, is you have to have an enemy to point to. And over time, their enemies have had to change because people don't respond to it anymore. And so they have to keep re-pointing the finger at different people. Transgender is the most easiest fucking target right now for them.
Yep.
And they can point their finger there. And they can declare putting them in camps and eradicating them and all this other shit. The fact is that medically speaking, every man is transgender. Because when you start out in the womb, you know, that early zygote period, you're an undetermined sex, and the most likely sex you are at that point is female. And it's only through one little genetic manipulation that you are born male. And if they want to say, well, that doesn't count, well, I thought that life began at conception, you fuckwit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuckwit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought you said every man. Anyway. I was going to be like, no, we're cross-dressers. We're Scottish. We're not transgender.
No. All men are basically transgender.
All men want to be cross-dressers, but not all of them are brave enough to wear a kilt.
That's right. Not all of them have the right set of stones. That's all.
You know, or in my case, calves that look like Da Vinci himself carved them out of granite.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, because it's from hauling around this fat middle of me that made my calves so pretty.
I know. At the same time, I was out walking, and a guy in the neighborhood who walks as well, he kind of caught up to me, and we were walking together. He goes, you've got huge calves. And I'm like, well, look what they have to carry.
Yep. Yeah. No, that story's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Nope. So is that one.
Oh, you know what? We're at the end. We're going to go and do some Patreon right now.
Patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Mm-hmm. That's where we go every week that we record and record the special show.
The good stuff.
That's right.
The good stuff. This is where I tell those inappropriate stories I just skipped. Well, except the first one, because that's not my story to tell. Anyway, that's where we go every week to do more news. News that you won't get from any other news program in this package. Because obviously I got the news from somewhere. So somebody's talking about it. I'm babbling. So anyway, join us over at Patreon. You can go over to theleftshow.com. You guys can look at merch there. It's over on the right-hand side. Scroll down just a little bit. You see merch there. One of the things that I would also like to point out on the website, if you scroll down just a little further, is our phone number. Yeah, you can call us anytime you want. In fact, I'm going to read it out loud because I don't know it. Well, I never call it. You know, why would I? I just check the voicemail in my email. Yeah, we got a phone number. You call, leave messages. So few people do it that you the 90% chance you're going to end up on the show. But it's 801-998-2275. 801-998-2275. And you, too, can be a part of the Left Show. Or the comic book show. You leave a message, I'll do it. That number again for this one-time special podcast offer is 801-998-2275. Should we call it a show?
It's a show.
It's a show.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.